Today at the White House, President Trump declared a national emergency to help finance a wall at the border.
And what we really want to do is simple. It's not like it's complicated. It's very simple. We want to stop drugs from coming into our country. We want to stop criminals and gangs from coming into our country. Nobody's done the job that we've ever done. I mean, nobody's done the job that we've done on the border.
That declaration comes just days after a jury in New York City convicted one of the most notorious drug lords in modern history. Joaquin El Chapo Guzman faces life in prison for running a global criminal empire from Mexico. Joining us now is Annabel Hernandez, an investigative reporter who's been covering Mexico's drug cartels for years. Annabel, what did we learn, if anything, from El Chapo's 11-week trial?
I mean, I think that for the Mexicans, we're not almost any surprise about all these issues in the trial. I mean, Mexicans are very conscious about all this corruption in Mexico. I wrote a book, Narcoland, was published in Mexico in 2010. And I reveal many of the things that were confirmed in this trial by the direct sources. I mean, direct narcos that were witness of these payments to the presidents, to the officials, even in the highest rank in Mexico. So maybe this is why in Mexico no one was surprised. No one almost care about if El Chapo will be all the rest of his life in jail.
Hmm. You mentioned the corruption and this bribe that we learned of in the trial, that El Chapo had bribed the former Mexican president Enrique Peña Nieto with $100 million. What's come of that revelation? Is anyone investigating?
This is a good point. I just was talking last week with one man that works very closely to the president. I was on off-the-record conversation with him, and I asked him, of course, okay, now the trial is finished, and what next for the Mexican government? And what these people said, what this man said is, well, now this government, the new attorney general office, just started one investigation related with the corruption of, supposedly corruption of Felipe Calderón, Enrique Peña Nieto, Genaro García Luna, and many other names named in the trial, just to confirm if it's true that they receive money, if we can follow the money, if we can discover some properties or accounts, bank accounts that doesn't correspond with their salary, so we can do something. That's the informal response of the Mexican government about this. And I know this man is very close to the president, so I think that they already start one investigation. I don't know when they will finish it or what they will be able to found, but what I have heard is that they already started one investigation.
Of course, the question will be whether any investigation will matter, because we're also learning that the Sinaloa cartel, despite the arrest and the conviction of El Chapo, is pretty much business as usual. Nothing has really changed.
Absolutely. If you see the last report made by the DEA, published on last November, you will see that even El Chapo Guzman have been 2 years in jail in New York. Nothing changed. I mean, the violence is still there. Even 2018 was the most violent year in the last 12 years in Mexico.
33,000 murders, by the way, last year.
Yes. And the cartels produce more heroin, more methamphetamines, more marijuana. I mean, the business looks like better than ever. Even El Chapo Guzman is not there, because El Chapo Guzman is just a little element in the equation of corruption, drug trafficking, and laundry money.
Okay.
This is the key, not El Chapo Guzman.
So let's talk about the man who has come up behind El Chapo, Ismael El Mayo Zambada. What do we know about him? Because he is now in charge of the Sinaloa cartel.
Well, I have to remember to the audience that always the Sinaloa cartel had two heads always, El Chapo and Ismael El Mayo Zambada. Since 2001, both are the heads of the cartel. Zambada has his faction, and El Chapo has his faction, but they have they used to have the same power. Now, since 2 years ago, when El Chapo was extradited to United States, El Mayo just accumulate all the power that used to have El Chapo. I mean, the control of the faction of El Chapo. Mm. So El Mayo is accumulating more power, but you have to consider that still three sons of El Chapo inside the cartel, Iván, Alfredo, and Ovidio. These three sons of El Chapo are in the medium level of El Cartel. They are not, of course, they are very young. They are not able to have the power, the influence, the connections as their father. But they, I'm sure in the next months, maybe years, they will try to take back all the power of his father.
And those sons are known as Los Chapitos, the little Chapos. So it is a family business in that way. What about the competitors? Has El Chapo's arrest and conviction been good for the other drug cartels that are operating in Mexico?
Since the last maybe 6 or 10 years, many things in the drug trafficking in Mexico have been changed. We have these big cartels that everyone knows, Sinaloa Cartel, Gulf Cartel, Juarez Cartel, the Cartel Jalisco Nueva Generación.
The new generation, Jalisco
yes,
New Generation.
Yes, like new cartel. But beside these cartels, exist many other organizations that traffic a lot of drugs, almost the same quantities of this biggest cartel, the Sinaloa Cartel or the Gulf Cartel, but in silent.
Hmm. Finally, one of the most amazing parts of the El Chapo story is that he has been able to elude capture for so long. He escaped prison twice in Mexico. It is going to be much, much harder to do that here in the United States. But will his connections to the cartel continue, even as he sits in most likely a supermax prison here in the U.S.?
Of course. And I think that there is a point that no one in Mexico or United States, I think, have been talking about. Okay, one of the 10 charges against El Chapo is to launder money. According to the Attorney General Office of the U.S. government, El Chapo has $14 billion just accumulated in these 20 years where he was part of this drug trafficking.
Of his own personal
but
fortune.
Until now, yes, but until now, no one knows where is the money. Even if you see the trial, if you see all the documents, if you try to hear all the depositions of the witness in trial, you will never hear where is the money, how the cartel or El Chapo laundered the money, in which banks, in which companies. So this is key in the power of the cartel, and it's key in the power of El Chapo, is if he or the cartel is able to keep all the money, no matters anything, because the money is the heart of the thing. El Chapo is not a capo, is not a drug lord because he wants to rape or because he wants to kill someone. No, he became this because the money. So if the U.S. government is not able to found this money and confiscate it, I mean, if El Chapo is still in jail or not, doesn't matter.
That's Mexican journalist Anabel Hernandez. She wrote the books Narcoland, A Massacre in Mexico, and Sorrow in Mexico. She's been exploring the drug trade and the toll it has taken on her country for many years. Anabel, thanks very much.
Thanks to you.